Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on a dark side jungle subsign stack in Ableton Live 12, and then we're going to arrange it so it actually works in a rolling drum and bass section. This is not just about designing a bass sound. It's about making the low end move, breathe, and hit hard without falling apart in the mix. So we're going to think like composers and mix engineers at the same time. Clean sub, controlled tone, dark character, and an arrangement that leaves room for the drums to talk back. First thing, set your session up for the DNB workflow. Put the tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, keep it in 4/4, and organize your tracks early. I like to separate drums, sub, mid-bass, and effects or returns right away. It keeps you focused, especially once the arrangement starts getting detailed. And for this kind of music, work in 8-bar loops first. That's where the phrasing starts to feel musical instead of just looped. Before we touch the bass, get the drums breathing properly. Dark side bass only feels huge if the drum space is already defined. So build a solid drum foundation with a kick, snare, hats, and ideally a chopped break. If you're using a break, drop it into simpler, slice by transients, and keep the hits that actually serve the groove. You do not need every transient. In fact, removing stuff often makes the groove feel heavier. This is one of those jungle truths. Negative space is power. Now we build the core sub. For the pure sub layer, operator is a great choice because it can generate a very clean sign. Load operator on a MIDI track, turn everything off except oscillator A and set it to a sine wave. Keep the envelope tight. Fast attack, short decay, controlled sustain, and a release that doesn't smear into the next note. The sub should feel disciplined, not aggressive in a flashy way, just solid and unavoidable. For the MIDI, keep the line simple and syncopated. Think root notes, a few octave moves, maybe a fifth here and there, but don't overcomplicate it. Dark jungle subs work best when they answer the drums instead of stepping all over them. A good rule is to leave small gaps around the snare, sometimes a tiny 1/16 rest, before the snare makes the whole phrase hit harder than adding another note. On the sub channel, keep it mono. Utility at zero width is your friend here. Use EQ 8 only if you need to clean up subsonic rumble below about 20 to 25 Hz, or if the kick and sub are colliding in the low end. Then add a tiny amount of saturator if the sub feels too polite. We're talking subtle drive, soft clip-on, just enough to help the fundamental read on more systems. Not distortion for effect, just solidity. Next comes the sine mid layer. This is where the bass starts to become audible on smaller speakers without losing that dark, low-pressure feeling. Think of it as the shadow of the sub with just enough tone to define pitch. You can duplicate the sub or create a new layer with operator or wavetable. If you stay with operator, use another sign, but give it a different octave or slightly different envelope behavior. Keep the attack a touch softer than the sub if you want a more organic bloom. Process this layer so it stays dark. High pass it around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't compete with the sub. Then low pass it to keep the top end under control. Add saturator for a little harmonics, and use auto filter if you want movement. A little filter motion goes a long way in jungle. You don't need a giant new synth line every 8 bars. Sometimes just opening the filter a little on the last note of the phrase creates more tension than another layer ever could. Now we add the grime layer. This is the attitude layer. It's the layer that gives the stack character when the phrase needs to bite. You can get this by resampling the sub and sine layers together, or by building a separate texture layer with something like a roar, saturator, redux, or even amp if you're careful. The key here is restraint. High pass this layer aggressively so it doesn't pollute the low end, then drive it harder than the other layers. A little bit of digital edge, a little bit of harmonic grit, maybe some bit reduction, and then filter it back so it doesn't take over. A really strong move is to resample the bass stack. Route the sub and sine mid to an audio track. Record a few bars, and then chop that audio like a performance. Once it's audio, you can edit the front edge of notes, reverse a tail into a transition, or pull out just one hit for a fill. That's where the bass starts to feel like part of the arrangement, not just a synth patch sitting on top of it. Now route everything into a bass group. Inside that group, the balance matters. The sub should be the foundation. The sine mid should sit below it in perceived importance, but still speak clearly enough to define the note. The grime layer should be tucked low and used mostly for accents. If the stack sounds impressive in solo but weak in the full mix, don't instantly reach for more processing. First check note timing, note length, and harmonic balance. That's usually where the problem is. On the bass group, a little glue compressor can help glue the layers together, but keep the gain reduction light. 1 or 2 dB is plenty. If the low mids get muddy, make a small cut around 180 to 350 HZ, and if the whole stack feels too thin, add a tiny bit of saturation, but again, keep it controlled. The goal is pressure, not mush. Now let's write the actual jungle phrase. A dark side bass line works best when it feels like a response to the drums. So think in terms of call and response. In bars 1 and 2, establish the motif. Keep it sparse and make the phrase memorable with just a few notes. In bars 3 and 4, vary it a little. Maybe shift one note earlier or later by a 1/16. Maybe change the last note into a lower octave hit. In bars 5 and 6, build tension by opening the filter or increasing the drive slightly on the texture layer. Then in bars 7 and 8, release that tension with a more open sound, a pitch drop, or a brief drum fill moment where the bass steps back. That micro space before the snare is everything. In jungle, a tiny gap can feel bigger than another bass layer. If the bass starts sounding vague, check whether your notes are too long, whether the mid layer is masking the root, or whether the bass is landing directly on top of a drum transient instead of around it. Those little timing decisions matter a lot more than people think. Here's a useful way to think about the arrangement. Don't write the bass as a constant block. Write it like it's breathing with the drums. A strong dark side pattern might start with a sub hit, answer on the offbeat, leave space for the snare, then drop a low stab before the bar resets. You can repeat the idea, but change the density. Maybe the first two bars are sparse, the next two are slightly busier, then you strip it back again. That keeps the loop alive. Automation is where the stack really starts to move. Automate the auto filter on the sign mid so the phrase opens up at the end of a section. Automate saturator drive on the grime layer for a stronger accent. Automate utility gain for short phrase pushes. And if you want a reverb throw, use it sparingly on a single bass stab, not the entire line. In dark DNB, movement is more important than constant density. Let the drums and the bass trade energy. When you arrange the section, think in larger blocks too. A strong 16-bar structure might introduce the motif in the first four bars, expand it in the next four, bring in a heavier response in bars 9 through 12, and then pull back into a breakdown or transition in bars 13 through 16. And one of the smartest tricks is to alternate between the full stack and reduced versions. Full sub plus mid plus grime in one moment, then sub only, then sub plus grime, then maybe just the tone layer for a bar. That contrast creates pressure and release without adding unnecessary material. Here's a nice advanced variation trick. Phrase inversion. Take your motif and reverse the order of the last two notes every second bar. It keeps the listener oriented, but there's just enough change to make it feel alive. Another great move is rhythmic displacement. Shift one note a 1/16 earlier or later, or place it on the end of the beat. That unstable, skittering feel is part of what gives dark jungle its edge. Also, don't overlook note length as a mixing tool. Short notes create space for the break and snare. Longer notes can build tension, but they can also blur things if the arrangement is already dense. Use the clip view as a composition tool, not just a MIDI editor. Tiny note shifts, shortened releases, and velocity changes often do more than extra effects ever will. If you want even more character, resample the stack and treat it like auto. Then process that audio with saturator, redux, auto filter, or a reverb send and print the result back down. This often gives you more attitude than endlessly tweaking the synth patch. And if you need a little stereo movement, keep the low end mono, but you can widen only the upper harmonics by high-passing a duplicate layer and using chorus or a mild width increase on that upper layer. Just keep it well above the fundamental so the center stays strong. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make every layer full range. That'll blur the mix fast. Don't widen the sub, ever. Don't oversaturate the stack just to make it louder. And don't write too many notes. Dark side jungle bass works because it leaves air around the drums. If the groove feels too static, try removing a note every second bar instead of adding more. That kind of restraint is often what makes the track feel expensive. For a practical exercise, build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM. Use operator for a pure mono sub, add a sign mid layer with saturator and auto filter, and create a grime layer from resampled audio. Keep the phrase to 3 to 5 bass notes total, automate one filter movement over the 4 bars, and make sure there's at least one pause before a snare hit. Then resample the stack once and chop one transient or tail for variation. If it sounds too busy, remove notes before you add more processing. That's the right instinct for this style. So, to wrap it up, you've built a dark side jungle subsign stack by keeping the sub pure, the mids controlled, and the grime layer restrained but effective. You've arranged it so the bass breathes with the drums, and you've used automation and resampling to make it move like part of the composition. That's the mindset. Clean foundation, disciplined writing, and just enough dangerous character to make the low end feel alive. Keep that sub solid, keep the mids honest, and let the arrangement breathe. That's how you get that deep, moody, pressure-heavy jungle low end that hits on the dance floor and still translates everywhere else.